construction of Minnesota Lane. In Mapleton, getting ready for this one tonight. Maple River against New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Let's take a look at the starters for tonight's game. For Maple River, Wyatt Burr, 6'7", junior. Zach Trio, the 6-foot sophomore. Arden Polacek, 6-foot senior. And Aaron Polacek, 6-foot senior. And Carson Healy, the other starter for the Eagles tonight, a 6'1 sophomore. And, of course, coached by Chad Osterman, the Eagles are 10-12 on the season. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva starters. Jackson Hers, 6'7", senior. Will Tuttle, a 6'6", senior. Jared Lee, 6-foot sophomore. Grayson Schaefer, a 6'6", junior. And Jace Knutson, 6'2", junior, are the starters for the Panthers and head coach Dan Schmidt. And the Panthers, again, 3-20 on the season. But don't let that record fool you. They have some pretty athletic guys, and they played Maple River to a 10-point game earlier. Yeah, we'll see how it goes second time around between these two teams here this evening. Tonight they recognized the highest-achieving boys basketball players during the 2023 offseason. Five players qualified for the award based upon commitment to being a better all-around Eagle basketball player. The winners were fourth grader Jack Ward, sixth grader Mason Gordon, freshman Avery Bergman, freshman Cole Davis, and sophomore Zach Trio. So congratulations to those guys. Opening tip is controlled by New Richland, but they try to pass it inside, and it's thrown away, and the steal to Maple River. And the Eagles have it for the first time. Burr gets it out on top now to Zach Trio. He'll set things up here for the Eagles. Trio dribbles around to the right side. Back on top for Aaron Polacek. Aaron Naw for Arden. Now to Trio again. He penetrates up the right side of the lane. Drops it off for Burr. Shot up is no good. A little bit strong, but tipped out. And the Eagles will get another crack at it here. And the shot clock went off there. You know why? Because that did not hit the rim, so they didn't get a reset on the shot clock. And it's a shot clock violation. And that'll go over to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Panther ball. And now a whistle. And an offensive foul coming here against the Panthers. Will Tuttle got the foul. That's his first and the first foul of the game. Two turnovers on the Panthers down. The Eagles get it back. Still no score. On top, Arden Polacek around to Aaron. Back to Arden. Arden tries to dump it down to his twin brother Aaron, and that one goes out of bounds. And the Eagles turn it back over. Second turnover on them. Kind of a slow start here for both teams, turning the ball over. And now New Richland almost turns it over again, but it's saved by Jace Knutson. And the Panthers will reset the whole works here. Jared Lee, who's been forced to take over at point guard with the injury to Daxter, his brother, and a shot underneath there. No good. And the rebound off for the Eagles. Shot left side, a 3-point try there by Arden Polacek. No good. Rebound, though, to the Eagles as it comes out long on the weak side. Dropped off for Trio. Trio dribbles to near the free throw line. Dishes off underneath and stolen away from Arden Polacek. Third turnover on Maple River. Still no score. And the Panthers now bring it into the front court. Down underneath, turnaround shot under there by Will Tuttle, no good. And the rebound, though, to the Panthers. And a spin shot, Chase Knutson's shot, no good. And the Eagles on the rebound. Who's going to score first here? We've played 2.5 minutes. And there's no score here in Mapleton. Right side, Trio has it. Gets it off to Burr, drives the baseline, shot short, no good, got his own rebound, back up with it, no good, but a foul is called, and that'll put Burr to the free throw line. That's on Will Tuttle, his second already. And the second team foul on Maple River. So here's Wyatt Burr to the line to shoot two. And the first one is short, no good. No score, 15-18 to go here in the first half. And the second free throw coming for Burr. And that one is good. And somebody finally scores. 1-0 on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard. Maple River with the lead and the Panthers with the ball now. Jared Lee gets it off for, well, no, he keeps it on a dribble up the left side. A foul called on Maple River. And that one will be on Aaron Polachek, his first. And the first on the Eagles, not a shooting foul, so the Panthers inbound underneath. In the game now, Aiden Hanna. Off left side, Jared Lee drives in. Now quick reversal around to Jackson Hers, but he's called for traveling. Third turnover on the Panthers, and it goes right back to Maple River. So Will Tuttle had to come out. He's picked up two quick fouls here early for the Panthers. 1-0, Maple River leads, 15 minutes to go here in the first half. And Trio will bring it into the front court, goes right side, tries to dump it down underneath, tipped but grabbed there by Aaron Polachek. Aaron to Arden, and quickly around to the left wing, Trio has it. Over to Arden Polachek, and a bounce pass is kicked in the lane. And that'll belong to Maple River under their own basket. Not a lot going on early here as far as offense. 1-0. Maple River leads. They inbound right underneath. And Carson Healy tied up. But a foul called on the Panthers. The foul is on Jared Lee, his first, the third team foul on the Panthers now. And the Eagles inbound underneath. They get it out on top, and a three-point shot good by Aaron Polachek. Aaron Polachek with the three, and the Eagles now lead it 4-0. 14-20 to go here in the first half. And Jared Lee brings it into the front court, hands it off now to Hanna. Aiden Hanna checked in here a bit ago, 6'2 junior. Panthers do have some good size. And a pass in the lane, shot out in front by Knutson, no good. Rebound for the Eagles, and Trio quickly into the front court. Gets it off for Arden Polachek. Around to Aaron. Aaron driving the baseline, kicks it out to Burr, right wing. Now he'll penetrate, oh, right in between two defenders for a layup. Nice drive by Wyatt Burr there, three for him. And a 6-0 lead for the Panthers. Or for the Eagles, I should say. Jared Lee pulls up, shoots left side. That's off, no good. Panthers 0 for 5 on their first five shots of the game. And they've got a goose egg on the board still. 6-0. Eagles now with a three right side. Put up there by Arden Polachek. No good. And the rebound went out of bounds. Off of the Panthers underneath. Maple River will put it in under their own basket. Substitutions for the Eagles now. Avery Bergman into the game. Bergman, a 6-foot freshman. And let's see who else came in here. Cole Davis is in there as well. And the Eagles turn it over on the inbounds pass. And here come the Panthers back the other way. Jared Lee down underneath. Oh, and his shot off the glass halfway down, but it squirted back out, no good. And the rebound to the Eagles. Aaron Polachek into the front court, over to Trio. Three-pointer, good from the right wing by Zach Trio. First bucket of the night for Trio, a 9-0 run for the Eagles to start the game. Lee up on the near side now for the Panthers. And he tried to get it off to Grayson Schaefer, and a poor pass there goes out of bounds. Fourth turnover on the Panthers. And the Eagles have it back again. 12:39 to go here in the first half. 9-0, Maple River leads it. Arden Polachek or Aaron Polachek into the front court. Inside trio, back out. Three-point try by Davis is no good. And the rebound off for the Panthers. Jared Lee into the front court. Down underneath and a shot up under there by Chase Knutson won't go. And the rebound went out of bounds off of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Let's see, Sam Olson in there for the Panthers, 6'3 senior. And the Eagles have the ball and the lead, 9-0. There's a drive and a pull-up jumper good by Aaron Polachek. 5 for Aaron. And it's 11-0. Maple River and the Panthers want a timeout. 11:51 to go here in the first half. An 11-0 run for Maple River to start it. They lead 11-0 on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard, and we're back in a minute.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased. The Blue Bear Bar in Delavan is the place to be. Tuesdays, play bingo starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades, your chance to win cash. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for the drawing at 7:30. The jackpot is now up to $4,000. And coming up at the Blue Bear on Saturday the 17th, come listen to Brett Feist from 7 to 11 p.m. Then on Sunday the 18th, it's another Pfeffer card tournament starting at 11 a.m. Watch their Facebook page for all the details. That's the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan. Back here in Mapleton, 11-0. Maple River leads. An 11-0 run to start the game. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva inbounds near side. Inbounded to Hannah. Now handed off to Hudson Herz, 6'5 sophomore, getting into the game for the Panthers. Round to the right side for Olson. Down underneath. That's Schaefer, reversed back around. Got to get a shot off. It's blocked just as the shot clock buzzer sounding. And it'll belong to the Eagles. Still, the Panthers have not been able to score here. And the Eagles getting it down on the low block there, and there's a whistle, a foul called. Hannah gets the foul. That's his first and the fourth on the Panthers. Eagles inbound underneath. Trio has it on top. Left side for Burr. Off now for Avery Bergman. Trio spin move up the lane and is shot off the glass. No good. And a whistle on the rebound, and a foul on the Panthers again. Jackson Herz, first on him, and the fifth on the Panthers. Eagles inbound underneath, and now a whistle. An offensive foul on Maple River. Zach Trio commits the foul. That will be his first and the second on the Eagles. That's turnover number 5 also on Maple River. And so, New Richland has it back. Out on top with it, Grayson Schaefer. And he gets it off to Hudson Herz, but he travels. Turnover number 5 on the Panthers. The Eagles get it back again. Out on top, Aaron Polachek will set things up. And now we have a whistle and another foul called away from the ball here. Grayson Schaefer gets the foul. That's his first and the sixth on the Panthers, her seventh, actually, so it's bonus time here. And the front end of the 1-1, no good by Bergman. But the rebound comes out long, and the Eagles have it. Now a travel called on Zach Trio. Six turnovers on Maple River now. And New Richland will get it back. They're still looking for their first points of the game. We've played almost 8 minutes here. It's 10-11 left to go in the first half. 11-0. Maple River leads on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard. New Richland ball out on top with it in the game now for the Panthers. I'm not sure. I don't have number 45 on my roster here. Here's a pass right side, loose on the floor, and a jump ball is called as Burr gets in there to tie it up. And so that'll be a turnover on New Richland, their sixth. Maple River ball, wait a minute here. 45, A.J. Dean, 6'3", freshman, is in there for the Panthers. That's who that is. Eagle ball, right side. Here's a three-point try. Good by Cole Davis. And Davis gets on the board for the first time tonight. And the Eagles up now 14-0, a 14-0 run so far here to start the game. And there's a drive right side by Schaefer, and he draws a foul against Maple River. Zach Trio gets the foul. That's his second and the third on the Eagles. First free throw, good. And finally, New Richland's on the board. Grayson Schaefer makes his first free throw. And so the run will end, a 14-0 run to start the game for Maple River. Second free throw on the way is no good. It rimmed out, and Burr is there for the rebound. Trio leaves it for Aaron Polacek. He'll bring it up. Polacek on top, hands it off now to Trio. Trio right side, goes around, down underneath Burr, going up in front, and a little bit too much off the heel, no good. Rebound to New Richland. Panthers will bring it up. Aiden Hanna into the front court, right near the free throw line, gets it over to Lee. Lee back on top now for A.J. Dean. Right side, Hanna again. Hanna is tied up there, and a jump ball called. That'll stay New Richland ball. Chase Knutson checks back in for the Panthers. And they will inbound from underneath. Knutson will put it in play. 8:39 to go here in the first half. 14-1, Eagles lead. Inbounded. And trying to pass it across the lane. Stolen momentarily by Maple River, but I think he was on the baseline, so it's going to stay Panther ball. No turnover. More substitutions here. Levin Kitzer checking in now. 6'4 senior for the Panthers. So a lot of guys getting in here for the Panthers again here tonight. A.J. Dean checked in a bit ago, 6'3 freshman. Kitzer's a 6'4 senior. So New Richland will inbound underneath. 8:35 to go here in the first half. 14-1 Maple River. We had a little discussion on the sideline here about that last play there where the Panthers kept possession, and there's a pass right in front for A.J. Dean, and he gets the bucket. 14-3 now. Maple River has the ball. Trio into the front court. No pressure by the Panthers. Around to the left side, Arden Polacek. Right wing now for Bergman. Dumped down inside. Burr has it. Lost it. Gets down on the floor. Rolls it out to Bergman. Now to the corner and a three-pointer good by Cole Davis. His second three. Six for Davis now. And it's 17-3 Maple River. And there's a palming call on Jared Lee. And the seventh turnover on New Richland. So Maple River gets it back again. They lead 17-3, 7:48 to go here in the first half. On top with it is Arden Polacek to Davis. Back to Arden Polacek. And pass over to Trio goes by him, but saved there by Bergman. And around to the right side. Trio over to the right wing. Cole Davis will try another three from there. It's no good. And the rebound off for New Richland. Jared Lee brings it up. Up to the right wing. Lee, now he's called for traveling. Eight turnovers on New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And the Eagles will get it back again. More substitutions here. Jordan Browers is in the game now. 6-foot sophomore for the Panthers. Maple River ball. Arden Polacek. Around to Trio on the right wing. Trio with the dribble. Gets it off for Gavin Culverson, who checked in here a bit ago for Maple River. Into the lane. Arden Polacek. Nice feed there to Burr. Beautiful feed by Arden. And Burr gets the layup. Five for him. 19-3. Maple River leads. Jared Lee brings it up near side. Across the timeline. Lee has it. Now penetrates into the lane. Lost the ball, though. And it's stolen by Arden Polacek. Ninth turnover on New Richland. Oh, and the Eagles turn it back over, trying to get a bounce pass into the lane. Panthers back the other way. Lee up on the near side. On the dribble, almost lost it, but he gets it back. Now over to Grayson Schaefer. In the lane, shot in front. No good. Follow underneath. That was Chase Knutson with a couple there, and he couldn't get either to go. And on the rebound, foul called on the Panthers.
Fouls on Panthers number 32, Jordan Browers.
That's on Jordan Browers. That'll be his first. And the other end we go for a 1-1. And it will be Gavin Halverson at the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Eagles. Here's the first free throw on the way, and it is good. Halverson hits the first one. He'll get the bonus. First point of the night for Gavin Halverson. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is good. So Halverson hits them both. 2 points for him. And New Richland ball back the other way. Down in the lane. Shot up is no good. That was taken there by Will Tuttle. Rolled off, no good. Follow by Olson, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Will belong to Maple River. A couple of shots, and they come up empty again. Just 3 points here in the first half. Terrible scoring night for New Richland. Down 21-3. Maple River ball now. Driving into the lane. Dished off left wing now for Davis. Quickly reversed around. Arden Polacek to Aaron. Aaron has it on top. Right side, Davis. Quick ball movement by the Eagles outside. Now a drive by Arden Polacek. Back out to Aaron. He'll pull up for a baseline shot left side. It's off, no good. Rebound, and Arden Polacek from outside, no good. Eagles get the rebound again. And they get it around to the left wing. Davis fires a three that goes in and out, no good. And it went off of the Panthers underneath, so the Eagles now will get a fourth opportunity here on this possession. 5:06 to go, first half. Maple River leads 21-3. And now the officials are discussing the shot clock. They're going to put 20 seconds up on that. And inbounded on top. Arden Polacek will set it up there. Off to Aaron. Aaron looking right side. Now drives in. Shot up. No good by Aaron Polacek. But the ball batted out of there by Carson Healy. And the Eagles get a fifth try. Now a shot right side. Aaron Polacek. No good. Tipped out to the Eagles again. No basket. Aaron Polacek took the shot. Arden Polacek left side. Doesn't matter, though. Won't count. There was an offensive foul on the Eagles. And the foul's on Healy. First on him, fourth on Maple River. And a little bit of backcourt pressure. Maple River, Panthers get it across the line. And a drive up underneath. Will Tuttle goes to the basket but can't get it to go. And the rebound to Maple River. Right side, Davis for three. Good again from the right wing. Cole Davis with three threes off the bench. He's got nine. And it's 24-3. 4:11 to go in the first half. Panther ball down underneath and right through the hands of Jordan Browers out of bounds. And that's the 10th turnover on New Richland. And the Panthers want a timeout. 4:06 left to go here in the first half. And it's all Maple River leading New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 24-3 on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard. And we're back in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Mapleton, 4:06 to go till halftime. And it's all Maple River here in the first half. They lead 24-3. And Aaron Polacek brings it into the front court for the Eagles. And a foul out on top. Foul is going to be on Jordan Browers. Second on him. And it'll be a 1-1 here for Aaron Polacek. 5 points in the first half for Aaron. First free throw on the way. No good. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Grayson Schaefer. Over to Jared Lee. Lee dribbles around near the free throw line. Nice pass underneath and a layup good. Beautiful feed by Jared Lee, and Will Tuttle puts it in for his first two. He got in early foul trouble with two quick fouls and is back in there now for the Panthers. New Richland ball. Here's Davis. Long three is good, and Cole Davis is feeling it tonight. Four threes now. He's got 12 points, and it's a 27-5 Eagle lead. Panther ball round to the left side. Out there, Jordan Browers down underneath in traffic, trying to pass it back to the top, and it's going to be scooped up on a steal, and a layup at the other end attempt by Gavin Halverson. No good, but he's fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul called on Will Tuttle, just picked up his third. And at the line is Gavin Halverson. First free throw good. 3 points now for Halverson. Tuttle's going to have to come back out again. He's barely played here in the first half because of foul trouble. And so here's Halverson now to attempt his second free throw. And that one on the way is good again. 4 points for Gavin Halverson. 29-5. Maple River has the lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Dump down underneath and a nice bank shot. Good there by Jace Knutson. First two of the game for him. Aaron Polacek brings it up now on the near side. Hands it off to Davis. Around to the left side for Avery Bergman. Driving in, trio. Dished off for Davis. Back out right wing. Three-point shot. No good by Bergman. And the rebound off for New Richland. Jared Lee brings it up on the near side. Lee on the dribble. Aaron Polacek tries to cut him off baseline. He flips it over to Schaefer. Now for Knutson. Knutson back on top to Jared Lee. Lee resets with 15 on the shot clock. Round to the left side. Three-point shot is short, no good by Sam Olson. And the rebound to Maple River. Eagle ball. They pull up right side. And guess who? Cole Davis, another three. Five of them here in the first half. 15 now for Davis. And it's a 32-7 lead for Maple River. Out on top with it. Jackson Herz driving up the right side will be stopped there by Trio. Back around to the top of the key. Jared Lee down underneath, shot up in there, no good, and the rebound off for Maple River. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Looking right side, oh, back door and wide open. Wyatt Burr, 7 points for Burr. And the Panthers down 34-7 now. Pass inside, that one thrown away. Right into the hands of Aaron Polacek. Up to Cole Davis. He'll try the three left wing again. This time no good, and the rebound to New Richland. Lee brings it up. 52 seconds to go in the half. Left side for Sam Olson. Off for Knutson. Knutson to Lee. He penetrates and throws it away again. Another turnover, the 13th for the Panthers. Eagle ball to the right corner. Three-point shot is good again by Cole Davis. Holy Toledo. Six threes for Davis now and 18 points here in the first half. And the Panthers back the other way. 37-7 the score on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard. The Eagles running away to hide here tonight. And a foul on Maple River at the other end. Davis picks up the foul. First on him and the fifth on the Eagles. Panthers inbound near side. 18 seconds to go in the first half. Inbounded to Jared Lee. Lee dribbles around to the right side. Tried to dish it off. It's tipped away, and another turnover. Eagles have it. 5 seconds to go. Quickly into the front court. Ball lost in the corner, and that's going to end the half. As Maple River will have a 37-7 lead here at halftime over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Back with our halftime report coming up in a moment.
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Norda's American Home, built for a lifetime of living.
Hi, this is Shannon. Norda's has been designing and building custom homes in the Upper Midwest since 1949. We take pride in our custom designs, innovation, and craftsmanship. Norda's American Homes in Minnesota Lake accommodates new ideas, new challenges, and we offer the latest technology. Visit us at nordishomes.com. Build your dream home with Nordis.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
It's boat show time, and it's a perfect time to start working on that summer memory maker. Hi, Josh here with Mapleton Marine, and we have the best and biggest savings of the year going on now. Need a Crestliner boat or South Bay pontoon? Mapleton Marine has that. Need a Mercury motor? Mapleton Marine has that. Does your dock or lift need a makeover? Mapleton Marine can do that. So get down to Mapleton Marine now for boat show pricing and start showing off your memory maker this summer. Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
Back here in Mapleton, halftime. And it's time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. And Maple River with a 37-7 lead here at halftime. It's been all Eagles here in the first half. We'll take a look at the first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, numbers from the first half. Cole Davis putting on a show from the three-point stripe. He has six threes for 18 points to lead all scores here in the first half. Wyatt Burr with seven, five for Aaron Polachek, three for Zach Trio, and four for Gavin Halverson for the Eagles' total of 37. For New Richland, they are led by Will Tuttle and Jace Knutson and A.J. Dean, all with two, and one for Grayson Schaefer. That's it, just 7 points in the first half. Maple River, 12 of 26 from the floor for 46%, 5 of 8 from the line, 62%, and had 7 turnovers. New Richland, 3 of 18 from the floor for 17% in the first half, 1 for 2 from the line, and they committed 14 turnovers. And so, 37-7, a 30-point lead for Maple River here at halftime. B game earlier tonight, Maple River defeated New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 66-30. So there you go. Those are the numbers, and that is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back with more at the half in a moment.
Stayline Cooperative is accepting applications for a feed truck driver at our Helpa feed mill, working a 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift. Applications are available at any of our locations. This is a full-time position with full-time benefits, including competitive wages, health, life, dental, and vision insurance, PTO, paid holidays, 401k, and clothing allowance. Applicants must have a Class A CDL. Pre-employment drug screens are required for all full and part-time positions. Stateline Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer. Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Bash. CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton. Now's a good time to think about drainage in your fields. Granger Tiling of Minnesota Lake has over 30 years of experience, and they can design the best performing drainage system for your farm. Data shows that drainage is the best investment a producer can make. Even with the dry weather this year, a properly installed tiling system from Granger Tiling should still be a top priority. It's a key to staying competitive, and tile prices are actually lower than they were in the spring. Call the office at 507-462-3299 or Mark at 507-327-9465 today to discuss your drainage project with Granger Tiling of Minnesota Lake.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room, so they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here in Mapleton, halftime and a 37-7 lead for Maple River here at the half. Eric Ward joining us here at halftime. And first of all, Cole Davis. Boy, yeah. If you could get him going like that every game, huh?
Yeah.
Six threes for Cole.
I mean, you've been to a couple of the games. He can really shoot it. And he's been shooting like this kind of since Christmas. And we've done a better job of finding him in transition. And the transition's been because of our defensive end.
He had a big run to start the game here tonight, Eric. And, boy, holding them to 7 in the first half, defense has been very good, hasn't it?
Yes, and then you got to, you know, keep that up. Sometimes those shots go in at the end of the shot clock, but we've done a good job of staying down. And then when we get the stop, getting back down to the other end quick.
How about offensively then, other than Cole? I mean, he's certainly been a big part of it with the six threes, but you've had good ball movement tonight to get some open shots.
Yeah, we got to get away from just going side to side once in a while. When we're going side to side, we'd like to look into Wyatt, or if it's Carson in there, but we'd like to work inside out one way or the other there.
All right, what you guys talk about? What about the second half here?
Just to keep the foot on the gas, you know, don't let up. We don't want to have this well of a first half and then play a subpar second half. So keep the intensity up and keep pushing the ball.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Eric.
All right,
appreciate
thanks.
It. Eric Ward there, Maple River assistant coach, and the Eagles up 37-7 at halftime. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Do you know where to find top health care for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
People are changing their lifestyle habits, feeling better, and having more energy with help from Tirzepatide and TAFE Wellness. Check out the reviews on Facebook. Nick has lost 73 pounds, sees the difference in the mirror, and his knees feel much better. He now walks 2 to 3 miles every day and has started light weightlifting and farm work. Start your weight loss journey in 2024.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Maple River starts with the ball here in the second half. Foul right away on Jared Lee. And that's the first foul of the second half. There's a nice dump underneath. And Carson Healy on the end of that one grabs it and lays it in and puts the Eagles up 39-7. Just underway here in the second half from Mapleton. Jared Lee on the drive. Dumps it off, but throws it away all alone at the other end and laid in by Wyatt Burr. 9 points for Burr. That's the 15th turnover on the Panthers. Jared Lee into the front court now for New Richland. Gets it off for Olson. Dumped down underneath and Will Tuttle trying to get it to the corner. And an Eagle foul now. Zach Trio. That's the first on the Eagles, third on Trio or second here. I thought I had him for three, but New Richland inbounds. Ford says two, so we'll go with that. Here's a spin move out in front. Shot by Tuttle, no good, and the rebound off for Maple River. And Aaron Polacek into the front court, gets it off. Trio will try a three left side. That's off, no good. Rebound off for the Panthers. Driving in, Jared Lee kicks it back out on top and a three-point try, no good. An air ball by Grayson Schaefer, and the Eagles come down with it. Aaron Polacek into the front court, goes to Trio right side. Now off to Burr, who pops way out on the perimeter right wing. Gets it across to Trio on the left side. Trio drives toward the baseline, has it knocked away, tied up on the floor, jump ball called. That'll go over to New Richland. And so that'll be a turnover on Maple River. And the Panthers will inbound in the backcourt. Jared Lee will bring it up. Couple minutes gone here in the second half. 41-7. Maple River with the lead. Panthers ball left side. They dump it down in the lane. Spin move by Tuttle. Basket is no good because a charging foul is going to be called on Tuttle. And that is his fourth foul. Second on the Panthers here in this half. And Jackson Herz is going to have to check in here now as Tuttle picks up his fourth. And the Eagles have the ball. Out on top with it is Trio, and a whistle. Foul on the Panthers again. No, it's an offensive foul on Carson Healy. That'll be his second. Turnover again by the Eagles on an offensive foul. And the second team foul. So New Richland gets it back. Jared Lee will bring it up to the left side. And a bounce pass in the lane. Stolen away again by Maple River. Trio up left side. Arden Polacek drives the baseline. He's cut off there. Back around Aaron Polacek. Back out right side. Spinning move and a shot. Good in front by Wyatt Burr. He's in double figures now with 11. 43-7. Eagles have the lead. Pass down to the right corner. Grayson Schaefer has it. Now dumped inside, shot off the glass is no good by Jace Knutson. And a rebound to Maple River. Eagle ball right side. Here's a drive into the lane by Aaron Polacek. Back out, Trio right side. Back to Burr. Burr has it stolen. Jaron Lee on the breakaway. Layup good by Lee at the other end. First two of the night for Jared Lee. 43-9 now with 14:23 to go in the game. Maple River ball left side. Arden Polacek drives up, gets by, and now a foul called on Grayson Schaefer. That'll be his second. We're going to get a line change here for Benita Hunt, or for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva Panthers. All five are going to be replaced here. But at the free throw line is Arden Polacek. First free throw on the way, good. Polacek will get another one. It's like a hockey line change there as they send in a whole new group here for the Panthers. A.J. Dean's in there. Levi Kitzer's back in again. There's the second free throw. Good by Arden Polacek. His first two of the night on free throws. 45-9. Maple River leads. And the Panthers have it. Out on top with it is Hudson Herz. Goes to the right side now for Browers. Off for Levi Kitzer. Back over to Aiden Hanna now. And a pass back to the top over the head of Hudson Herz. And then a loose ball foul is called on Herz after the turnover. Hers picks up his first and the fourth team foul now on the Panthers. Maple River will inbound on the near side. A little discussion at the scorer's table here on that last play. 45-9, Maple River leads on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Inbounded in the backcourt to Aaron Polacek, now to Arden. Off to Cole Davis, who's back in there with six threes in the first half. Here he's going to fire another one up there. It's no good this time, and the rebound off for the Panthers. Into the front court, Aiden Hanna with it. To the left side, Hudson Herz. Herz. Bounce pass in for Kitzer. Back out, Herz has it. Over to Kitzer again. Levi Kitzer with the ball. Dumped down inside. And going to the hoop, Browers has the ball knocked away. Eagles get it back. Around to the right side. Here's a drive into the lane by Cole Davis. And he tried to dish it to the corner, tipped away by the Panthers. Eagles will put it in underneath. Aaron Polacek will inbound. Gets it into Trio on the left side. He'll pull it back out. Trio off now for Polacek. Right side, Polacek has it. Around to the left wing. Davis, nice pass inside, and going up strong, Wyatt Burr for the bucket, 13 for him. And 12:19 left to go here in the ball game. We're going to have running clock almost for certain here when we hit the 9-minute mark here. There's a dump pass down inside, shot to, well, Aiden Hanna kind of tripped on the play and is called for traveling. And Maple River will get it back again. 12:08 remains in the ball game. Eagles have the ball, and Aaron Polacek into the front court. Dishes off to Trio on the right elbow. Off now for Avery Bergman, who's in there. Nice pass underneath to Burr again. And Burr cashing in on some good feeds. 15 now for Wyatt Burr in the game. He's catching up with Cole Davis, who had six threes for 18 in the first half. New Richland now with the ball. And another whistle and a foul, an offensive foul on the Panthers.
His third, team's fifth.
And that's going to be on Hannah, his third. And the team's fifth foul here this half. Maple River ball back the other way. Bergman has it. Out on top, left side, Davis. Three-point try, a short, no good, and Wyatt Burr grabs the rebound. It was tipped to him, and he laid it in. 17 now for Wyatt. 51-9, Maple River with the lead, and a massacre here in Mapleton tonight. Aiden Hanna over to the left side, gets it off to Hudson Hers. And back now to Kitzer, who drives in. His shot no good. Rebound off for Maple River. And the right side, Cole Davis for three, and he got that one to go. Seven threes now for Davis, 21 in the game. And timeout, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. 10:41 to go in the game. Maple River leading New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 54-9. We're back in a moment.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Mapleton, and the Panthers inbound after the timeout, down 54-9 on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard. It's all Eagles here tonight. Pass down underneath. There's a shot in front, and it's good by Hudson Hers, his first two of the game. And Maple River back the other way. Out on top, Trio has it. Gets it off now to Cole Davis, who's been red hot here tonight with seven threes. Right side, Trio. Off now to Aaron Polacek. To Trio, right side, Davis. Whoop, and Davis traveled. He dragged the pivot foot there, didn't release the pass because his man got covered up quick, so he held on to it and is called for traveling. Panther ball, 9:47 to go in the game. We're going to have running clock here coming up at the 9-minute mark as the Eagles have eclipsed the 35-point lead spread here. Dumped down underneath. Kicked back out left side. Kitzer, Hers, trying to bounce it to the baseline. Tipped out of bounds by Maple River. And New Richland will inbound from underneath. 9:32 to go. As the Eagles, Aiden Hanna inbounds. Left side for Browers. Around to the right side for Hudson Hers. Kitzer, 4 seconds on the shot clock, and A.J. Dean had it down on the baseline and lost it out of bounds. Maple River will get it back again. And Aaron Polacek will bring it up. Polacek across the line. Gets it off now for Cole Davis over to Trio. to Bergman. Avery Bergman around, and now underneath Burr. Back to Trio, and he shot it right out in front, missed it. Burr with the rebound, put back, no good. Got his own rebound, but was mauled under there by two guys, so he kicked it back out, and the Eagles reset. Right side, Davis. Davis Bergman, left side now. Polacek down inside. Burr will go up against two again. Now he dishes it off to Bergman, who was all alone for the layup. They covered up Burr with a couple, and that left Bergman open for the layup, his first two. And it's 56-11 now. And the clock will run here in Mapleton. We've reached running clock here. As the Eagles lead at 56-11, and a foul on Maple River at the other end. Zach Trio gets the foul. That'll be his fourth, or his third, rather. Substitutions. We're going to see a whole bunch of new faces for Maple River now with the 56-11 lead already. Chad Osterman making changes. Inbounded underneath. Jordan Browers with a shot. No good. Rebound. Carson Urban's in there. Brings it up to Bergman. Now to Davis. Left side for Gavin Halverson, who's in there now. Down underneath. And a shot up is good by Bergman. Second bucket for Bergman here. 4 points for him, and the Panthers are going to sub in a bunch here too. Panther ball, left side. Here's a drive and a shot, no good by Jordan Browers, but a foul on Maple River. It's on Carson Healy. Third foul.
Eagles number 32, Carson Healy.
So to the line will go Jordan Browers. Shooting two, first free throw, no good. Bunch of substitutions here for the Panthers. So we've got 21 Dom Olson, 5'7 freshman. We have Brendan Schmidt, that is, 5'10 freshman. And the second free throw, no good by the Eagle there. Now Davis at the other end, or the Panther, Cole Davis, hits another three-pointer meanwhile. 24 for Davis now on 8 three-pointers here tonight. Second free throw by Browers was missed there. And the Panthers have the ball now. Out on top, Dom Olson on the elbow left side. Around to the right side, Brendan Schmidt. Dished off to Olson again. Olson tried to get it down to the baseline. Ball loose, trying to get it in there to Browers. And who'd that go off of? I think it went off of Maple River underneath. Into the game now, Ricardo Zapata, 5'10 junior. Zapata inbounds on top. This is Brooks Gilliland, 5'10 freshman, and a travel call on New Richland. Clock continues to run here, 61-11. Maple River with the lead, with 5:11 left to go in the game. And right side, here's a three-point try. Is no good by Davis this time. Rebound Bergman, though. Bounce pass in the lane, stolen back by the Panthers. And into the front court, Gilliland has it. Gilliland over to the right side for Olson. Olson across to the left side, Gilliland again. Olson. Good ball movement here by the youngsters. There's a drive and a shot. Good. That was Brooks Gilliland with the bucket. And 61-13, down to 4:23 left to go. Maple River ball. Davis around the free throw line. Back out for a three by Urban. That was Carson Urban with the shot. No good. Eagles, though, get the rebound. Bergman left side. Gets it off. On top, Urban again. Around to Davis. Bergman, left side, Urban. Pass in the lane to Healy. And he gets it off underneath for a layup. Good by Gavin Halvorsen. First bucket this half. Halvorsen with six in the game now off the bench. He made four free throws in the first half. Panthers have the ball back again. Schmidt. And a pass thrown away there as it goes out of bounds on the corner there. Maple River will get it back. More substitutions. Lucas Prohl is in the game now. 5'11 sophomore. Who else do we have? Tyler Hines, 5'10 freshman. Jackson Bate, 5'11 sophomore. Levi Shule, 5'9 sophomore in there as well for Maple River. Eagle ball. And they work it around. Shule down underneath to the left corner. There's a three-point try, and it's good by Tyler Hines. Hines hits the three. And New Richland back the other way with 2:49 left to go. Right side for the Panthers. Schmidt has it. And that pass knocked away, and then a foul committed by Schmidt after the turnover. Brendan Schmidt, the 5'10 freshman with the foul. Eagles will inbound. Lucas Prohl puts it in play into Hines, who just hit a three-pointer. Right side, Urban. Urban dishes off now to Vate. Back out. Urban will try a three. That's off. No good. Rebound to the Panthers. On the board, Brooks Gilliland into the front court. Off for Olson. Dom Olson, left corner shot there. No good by Gilliland. Rebound off for Maple River. Urban brings it up. Goes to the right side for Jackson Bates. Reversed around. Urban drives the baseline. Bounce pass across, nicely done to Levi Shule, and he gets the bucket for Maple River. Levi's first points of the night. Now a pass back to the top, almost an over and back, but saved there by New Richland. Nice tightrope by Brendan Schmidt to save that one. Gilliland now, Olson, 1:20 left to go. Foul on a reach by Carson Urban. Carson Urban with the foul. New Richland inbounds near side. More substitutions for Maple River. Carter Eichhorn, 5'10 junior, is in the game now. Carson Mann, 5'6 junior. New Richland ball down to 54 seconds to go. 12 on the shot clock. Cross court pass over to Olson. Olson has it stolen away. Jackson Bate with the steal. Gets it off to Tyler Hines. Hines out on top. Dribbles around to the right wing. Reversed back around to Mann. Pass inside. That one gets away. Gavin Lewison is in the game now, too, for the Panthers. There's a three-pointer. Good by Olson. So Olson, that was a three-pointer by Olson there for the Panthers. 11 seconds to go. Pass underneath. Shot up is good. And that is, I'm not even sure. He's not on here. I got to figure out who that was. Who made the last bucket there? What's the guy's name? Augie Yonke. All right. Good enough. He's not. He's just an eighth grader in there, and he caps it off for the Eagles. Augie Yonke. And that was a good way to end it for Maple River. And the final score, 70-16. A rout here tonight by Maple River over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. 70-16, the final. We'll be back post-game coming up in a moment.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased. The Blue Bear Bar in Delavan is the place to be. Tuesdays, play bingo starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades, your chance to win cash. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for the drawing at 7:30. The jackpot is now up to $4,000. And coming up at the Blue Bear on Saturday the 17th, come listen to Brett Feist from 7 to 11 p.m. Then on Sunday the 18th, it's another Pfeffer card tournament starting at 11 a.m. Watch their Facebook page for all the details. That's the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Back here in Mapleton, final score. Maple River wins it by a score of 70-16 over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And the Mapleton Marines scoreboard, a lopsided one here tonight for sure. And what a difference from the first time these two teams played back in January. It was just a 10-point win for Maple River in that one, and they really flipped it here tonight. Got off to a 14-0 run to start the game, and they roll to a 70-16 win here this evening. Let's take a look at the scoring. Let's see, I'm missing 2 points here somewhere. Just double-checking here to see if I added my numbers up here just quite right. Okay, well, anyway, so here is the scoring as I have it here. Cole Davis leads the way. He had 8 3-pointers here tonight for 24 points. So Davis leads the way with 24. 17 for Wyatt Burr. 3 for Zach Trio. 2 for Arden Polacek. 5 for Aaron Polacek. And 2 for Carson Healy. And off the bench, we mentioned Davis with 24 off the bench. 6 for Gavin Halverson. 4 for Avery Bergman. 3 for Tyler Hines, 2 for Levi Shule, and Augie Yonke got 2 right at the end of the game there, too, for the Eagles' total of 70 here tonight. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're scoring. Will Tuttle with 2, Jared Lee with 2, 1 for Grayson Schaefer, 2 for Jace Knutson, 3 for Dom Olson, 2 for Hudson Hers, 2 for A.J. Dean, and Brooks Gilliland with 2 for their total of 16. 70-16, the final here tonight. Coach Chad Osterman joining us here to talk about this one. You won by 10 a few weeks ago. What happened tonight?
Well, I think part of it is obviously they didn't have all of their players that they had the last time, and they're going through some things, it appears, on the court that maybe you don't want to have to be going through this late in the season. But we weren't so much concerned about how they played. We were more concerned about how we played, like I told you before the game. And, we definitely got better tonight. We were communicating with each other a lot better. Still room for growth there. And then defended and rebounded pretty well for the most part. They're obviously a little bit offensively challenged, but You know, we didn't let them have any layups either, so that was a positive.
Cole Davis had a heck of a game tonight. He's capable of shooting like that. You'd really like to keep that going, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we just got to try to, you know, all of our players got to be aware. He's not open very often because they obviously everybody knows now that he can shoot the basketball. And we have other players that can shoot, too. They just didn't shoot it great tonight, maybe, because it was Cole's night, kind of. But definitely we got to, at his clip, as far as what his percentage is, we got to try to get him as many shots as we can.
8 threes tonight for 24 to lead the way. Wyatt was pretty good down on the block again. You know, he had a lot of they you know, the one thing about New Richland is they do have good size, and it's tough down low, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they have good length and size, you know, as far as being longer and then also stronger. So it's a challenge getting easy baskets inside, but Wyatt was able to make a few post moves and do a pretty good job there. And then, of course, guards made some good passes to get him the ball and get him in position to score. So that's kind of a combination deal. And he was, you know, able to do enough tonight.
All right. So we talked, I guess, on the coach's show and before games here a little bit, Chad, that maybe you hadn't been playing as well here as of late. Is this a good step in the right direction?
Oh, I think so. I think this is a reflection of how our practices have been the last 3 days. I think we really tightened things up a little bit, if that's a way to put it. We got to really tighten up even further here in the next couple of weeks, but it's progress. It's a step in the right direction. We also, you know, adjusted our rotation a little bit tonight. Brought another freshman up that's playing exclusively on the varsity again. So Avery was a little bit glossy-eyed for a little bit there, but played better in the second half. So we got to get him comfortable in his rotation spot and what he does.
Avery Bergman you're talking about. Yeah, he had 4 in the second half for you, so he did settle down a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a terrific shooter, can score the basketball. He was our leading scorer on the JV. For the season, so he does it against us in the varsity in practice, and thought it was a good time to bring him up and give him some experience here in the last 4 games so that he's ready to go for the playoffs and can help us be the best that we can be as a program in March.
All right, we're down to the last few games here. What do you got left here now, Chad? Yeah,
we got Blue Earth area coming to our place on Thursday. That'll be senior night. That's the last whole regular season home game for us. It's a big subsection game for us to try to maybe secure a home game, like I said, a top 4 seed. And then at Redwood, who will be as good a team as we've played on Saturday.
All right. We'll have the Redwood game Saturday, which, by the way, the times on that have been moved up a little bit, right?
Yeah, we start at noon, so it'll be C-Squad will start at noon, and I think they're scheduled for noon, 1:30, and 3.
Okay. So varsity around 3 o'clock or so on Saturday afternoon at Redwood. Anything else you want to say about tonight or anything, Chad?
No, you know, we honored our Soaring Eagle Club and before the game, and just congratulations to those 5 individuals that were able to get that award. You know, we score different points in the offseason for, you know, playing other sports, being a good student, getting on the honor roll, shooting baskets, playing, and getting in the gym. So those 5 kids getting that honor, that's an elite honor. And as you can see, 3 of them are players on the varsity. So that shows, you know, the commitment that they have, and we appreciate that.
This is kind of an award for well-rounded kids, right, that are really just solid at everything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well,
academics and sports.
Yep, academics. We want them to be complete Eagle basketball players. We want them to be good students, good kids. You know, they get hours and credit for community service type stuff that they do. So we definitely want them to be humbled and be able to give back to the community. On another note, we had another great crowd tonight for the home game. So we appreciate all of them. It really helps us in our home games and creates an environment and atmosphere maybe that is hard to challenge in our area anyways.
All right. Well, we mentioned them before the game, but we'll mention them again. The Soaring Eagle honorees tonight, 4th grader Jack Ward. That'd be Eric's boy, I am assuming.
Yep, that would be, yep.
6th grader Mason Gordon, freshman Avery Bergman, freshman Cole Davis, and sophomore Zach Trio. So good work by all those kids.
Yeah, in the offseason, again, that's just a way to measure ourselves offseason-wise of our commitment levels. And then obviously if they do enough of that stuff and they make that award, you're going to see progress. You don't have to know whether what they were doing. You know, you can see that they're better players than they were a year ago and the progress that they make.
All right, Chad, we'll see you in Redwoods on Saturday then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. That's our next broadcast of Maple River Boys basketball here coming up on Saturday afternoon. We'll be in Redwood Falls for that game. Varsity should be right around 3 o'clock or so here on 98 Country. We're going to come back and wrap things up here from Mapleton in a moment.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com. Back here in Mapleton, and again, the final score on the Mapleton Marine scoreboard tonight. Maple River defeating New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 70-16. B game goes the Eagles' way as well, 66-30 was the final there. Next up, it's wrestling for us on Thursday. The section team tournaments get underway. We're going to be doing double duty on Thursday. We have Blue Eritrea up against Westfield. That'll be over on AM 1560 at 7 o'clock Thursday night. And then we have Maple River USC as they wrestle against Rockford at 6 o'clock from, let's see, that's now I've gone blank here on that, where we're going to be. Yeah, where are we going to be? So anyway, the Eagles wrestling Rockford, and then they go on to the next match here. Let me look that up. I've gone completely blank here, and I can't think of... That's where I'm going. Anyway, I hope I can find it now after not being able to think straight here. Let me see here. It's Mound, Westonka. There you go. So that's where that's taking place, up in Mound. Maple River USC wrestles Rockford first at 6, and they would likely win that match and then wrestle Mound Westonka in the second match at around 7 or shortly after. So we'll have coverage of the Longhorns up there, and the Bucks in Hayfield is where that match will be against Westfield for Blue Earth Area. So double duty on wrestling. You'll hear the Longhorns here on 98 Country, Blue Eritrea over on AM 1560. Again, the final here tonight, Maple River over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 70-16. Thanks to Grace back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody. You've been listening to Maple River Boys Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Kilty's Market of Mapleton, by Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Mapleton Marine of Mapleton, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Granger Tiling Company of Minnesota Lake, the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan, Tafe Wellness Center of Algona, Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, the United Hospital District, by M&M Insurance, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Stateline Cooperative, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, and Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota. Maple River Boys Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
From the Garland, 98 Country reminds you to like our Facebook page for programming information, contests, and more. Just search for KBEW 98 Country.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. Been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, how he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floor, boy. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine. Just trying to make a dime, hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Light.
From Logansport, Louisiana, Brian Martin is his name. The new song is called We Ride. Kane Brown and Cody Johnson, brand new Tim McGraw music called One Bad Habit right around the corner. And each hour, we're bringing you a special Toby Keith song to remember the man.
Don't want to travel?
No.
We got you. We're bringing Nashville to you all day, every day.
You're in Nashville.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause into this world, what did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Come kiss me one more time. You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her till you can. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance.
could do you like I did. But I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one that had me, I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, then I've cursed it. She's ever gonna raise the one that had it. I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks.
McGraw, the song is called One Bad Habit. Let's check some entertainment history for the 13th of February. When it comes to our favorite movies, we saw The Wedding Singer debut on this day, 1998. 50 First Dates. It premiered February 13, 2004. 50 Shades of Grey. It premiered on this day, 2015. That's entertainment history for the 13th of February.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines off his putt. It's a breakaway. They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by... Has an accident or injury resulting in wage loss or medical bills caused chaos in your life? Front Lundquist & Gustafson attorneys are ready to help. For a no-obligation meeting, call Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Highs level off around 44. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 21, partly cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night with another inch or two Thursday night through Friday. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
The hottest hits.
Hot country music for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. Whenever you want it, 24/7. You're at 98.1 FM.
98 Country.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. Burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. At 747, somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Got the Tucson too late. I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where
still go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line,
I get a pole.
Get a pole.
We'll go fishing,
we'll go fishing in the crawfish
down hole. In
five
the
car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM. Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country. 8 Country.
As a Daikin dealer, Meyer Plumbing and Heating of Blue Earth has the solution you need for total home comfort. Sal and his crew have over 20 years of experience and have the skills and know-how to get the job done right. They're committed to meeting all your expectations for your new HVAC and offer service at affordable prices. With Daikin, the only thing as reliable as our heating and cooling systems is the Daikin pros that support them. At Meyer Plumbing and Heating, Blue Earth.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This February, every plate is sharing the love with $1 steaks every week and meals starting at only $1.49. You do a lot. So let every plate take care of the meal planning and the groceries. You'll get fresh ingredients and foolproof recipes delivered right to your door. Plus, get 10 ounces of juicy ranch steak for just $1 in your weekly box. Get started with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. That's two $1 steaks per week for new subscribers while active. Everyplate.com, code DCS49.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98 Country, today's country.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe just saw a couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cabin solo. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom. Broke up. swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver. My truck. I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in. It was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing Heads Carolina, Tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads Carolina.
Cole Swindell, with She Had Me at Heads Carolina. That kicks off another hour of great country music. Hello, my name is John Glenn. You may have noticed the extra Toby Keith songs have been sprinkling in today as we remember the man. It was a week ago we woke up on a Tuesday morning learning the sad news that we lost Toby Keith. He is a true country icon. Now, this song, I found the story. Toby Keith did an interview about it. This song came about after a conversation with Clint Eastwood. It's called Don't Let the Old Man In.